Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Alan Levy, and I am the CEO and co-founder of Blog Talk Radio. And I thank you for joining me today in this little MySpace promo piece that I'm doing. And Amy Domestico, who's the program director of Blog Talk Radio, may be calling in and joining in here. And I want to welcome you to our MySpace page on MySpace. So if you're listening to this now, you are at myspace.com/blogtalkradio. It's our own little community here that we like to create, which has really been working out well. So thank you for being here. It's a love to see you. Tell your friends, add your friends, and I want to give you a little background, a little briefing as what's going on Blog Talk Radio. Lots of stuff's cooking over here. And firstly, if you're new to Blog Talk Radio, let me welcome you. Let me also say that Blog Talk Radio is... Hold on a second. We've got Amy in here. Hello, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I was just telling everybody that we are... Doing this little piece for MySpace. I want to welcome everyone on MySpace to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, MySpace is a great place, especially for Blog Talk Radio. People love it.
It is. Lots of what kind of hosts are you finding on Blog? What kind of content or hosts are we getting from MySpace for Blog Talk Radio?
Blog Talk Radio has revolutionized the MySpace blog. We've had a lot of people on MySpace who have a different kind of blog. They may not be your quite serious blogger like politics and stuff like that, but they have something to say, and they have been able to get their voice out now on Blog Talk Radio and have people call in and interact with them. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, I noticed that we have had a number of top bloggers on MySpace who, for years and years, let's say 2 years, I mean, it hasn't been around that long, but some bloggers have been doing it for about 2 years, have got a nice following. Awesome Zaras, for one, for example, who constantly does her blog and gets tons of comments, but has never been able to interact with her audience on a live basis and never even heard their voice. And most of them haven't heard her voice. And she found that this was quite an interesting platform and very helpful, and she's been doing shows now for a couple of months.
Her shows are so successful that she'll be on in an hour. She has so many callers that an hour is just not enough for her. She'll go sometimes an hour and a half, 2 hours with her shows because people just, they want to talk to her. These are been her readers for a long time, and they're able to finally interact with her.
So what I thought we would do here is that since people are going to listen to this on our MySpace page, there's a lot of people that are coming to this page for the first time. They're visiting it. They're becoming part of the Blog Talk Radio community. We welcome you, and we'd like to kind of give you a little overview and background of who we are, at least who we think we are. So Blog Talk Radio, we call ourselves a social radio network, which means that anyone anyone with a phone or an internet connection can host their own live call and talk show. I've used the word empowerment because it is, in fact, we're enablers, right? We enable people, anybody, to host their own show, to have a platform. So if you're a blogger, if your page is not well read or well trafficked, you should know that when you do a show on Blog Talk Radio, it can be heard by everyone. It's global. It's unlimited streaming, which is really a powerful thing when you come down to it. So we're a social radio network. Most people that listen to shows are now hosting shows. They're listening to other shows, and it's quite interesting. We call the host also citizen broadcasters. Amy, what do you think of that term?
That's a great term.
Yeah, citizen broadcasters. We like that. So what do? MySpace, blogtalkradio.com. It's where it all happens. All of our shows are listened to live on blogtalkradio.com, and then the archives are listened to on blogtalkradio.com on each of the host channels or on your MySpace page or on your blog. And we've got these little embedded players that are available to put on your page. And they are quite useful in spreading the word or what you like to do. So if you want to promote an idea, you want to promote a book or a CD or anything, you have this platform.
The media player has expanded the reach so much further. People are able to stick their last show right into a MySpace bulletin and send it out to all of their friends at the same time. And the instant their friends open up that bulletin, they're able to hear that show live, you know, streaming right from the bulletin.
I agree. So now one of the things I thought would be fun we could do is we're going to take turns. This is a brief show, but this is intended to be on our MySpace page for a bit. We have the phrase on Over My Head, which is great. I love that song. But
yes.
So we're gonna put this up there for a bit. I thought it would be fun for us to each take a turn in coming up with who would be a good host on Blog Talk Radio. In other words, we say it's for everybody, but let's try to come up with some real life examples of people that are using it, you know, in terms of what they do. So I'll do the first one.
Okay.
If you are an author, you can use Blog Talk Radio to do book readings. You get on, you can be interviewed, you could interview other authors, you could do book readings on air, live, and then you have the podcast. Amy?
Well, here's one that you'll love. And one of my favorites is I think it's perfect for students. Students to use for class projects, for debates. A student can get on and do an interview with somebody they've always wanted to interview and use it as a class, you know, turn it into a class and get a grade on it, and it's great for students.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Political, actually, I'm going to use the broad term of blogger, but and we have bloggers of all shapes and sizes, so let me just say the blogger. Of course, blog is in our name, Blog Talk Radio, for a reason. Bloggers spend hours and hours on end communicating their ideas through the written word. It's amazing to me. There's about 57 million blogs now recorded on Technorati. That excludes the MySpace blogs. These individuals, bloggers, just spend hours and hours. I mean, maybe 30, 40 hours a week on blogging and posting and linking and so on. And it makes sense. And one of the reasons why we created Blog Talk Radio is to give that blogger the opportunity to engage their audience on a real-time basis. Nothing goes on the web real time. If you think about it, MySpace is not. The Yahoo, Google, searches, nothing is done in real time. YouTube is not done in real time. Blog Talk Radio is done in real time.
Amazing.
Okay, you're up.
Comedians, another one of my favorites. They can come on, try out new material, interact with their audience, find out what people like about them, and test out their new shows and
their jokes.
Yeah, well, for instance, if you're a comedian and you are primarily doing shows in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Boston, whatever, people can hear you on the West Coast who've never heard you before. I mean, the reach that you have as an entertainment person would be unbelievable.
Okay. Now, this next category may not be may not be very popular with the MySpace crowd, but maybe the next, by the 2008 elections, it will be. But politicians.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect venue for politicians. But listen, not just a politician running for a state or government office. What about a student election? Anyone running for an office, could be student body, it could be high school student body. Why is that? Well, you create your own host channel, you record a show when you want to, it's free. You get questions or comments in from an audience about your platform, about what you're talking about. It's streamed to everyone, so everyone gets to hear it. And then it's archived, and which can be subscribed right into iTunes through RSS feeds. So we find that, I think, for politicians or anyone running for an office, union office, whatnot, great platform.
Yep. Town hall meetings. Local government, people who can't make it out of the house to get to a town hall meeting can actually participate right from home from their PC. They can call in. They can listen live. And then when it's done, the whole thing is archived. And if you weren't home at that point, you can download and listen to it later, whereas you would have missed that town hall meeting otherwise.
Okay, got that. I'm going to use an example of a commercial enterprise. An individual is trying to sell something. So, and I'm going to use an example, Michael Bell. Michael Bell Art. He's one of our top blog hosts on Blog Talk Radio. He's on our MySpace page. He's doing all kinds of things, but he sells art, and he does. He's a terrific artist, and he uses Blog Talk Radio to promote the things he's selling. And it's been he's getting thousands of downloads a week.
Right. Religious groups. We've gotten some interest from some churches who want to be able to broadcast their sermons, again, to people who can't get out to get to church maybe that Sunday, or want to hear a sermon during the week. If they need some inspiration, they can just log in and download something on a Thursday night if they're looking to listen to a sermon. Religious organizations, it would work perfectly for.
Okay. We're not running out of ideas, but let me just say we're running out of time. We have 5 minutes left, so we're going to have – this is our challenge. We have to find – so keep going. I'm going to come up with another one, which seems to be almost taking over Blog Talk Radio. We talked about it this morning.
Yeah.
Paranormal activity.
Oh, yeah, lots of
that. We should let everyone know we are the preeminent – I would argue to say we are the preeminent Sasquatch – network out there right now. We have three separate shows on Sasquatch. We all have guests and panels, and we're going to do a big Sasquatch event in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not only do we have Sasquatch, but we have Ghost Talk Radio, we've got tarot readers. So our paranormal activities are really hitting the mainstream on Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm just going to add this one last one in, the kids, the teenagers who just want to get on and be heard, and they've been blogging, and it's giving them a voice, and it's giving them an opportunity to do something they would have never had the opportunity to do before, and that is get on and host a live radio show and have a podcast without having to purchase any, you know, bug mom and dad for any expensive equipment or any crazy downloads. It's so simple to use.
I would agree. Mm-hmm. Now, podcasters in general have, I find, a very difficult time doing a podcast. You know, traditional podcast requires you to buy digital recording equipment and mixers. The shows are, you know, very much canned. They're edited. They're not done live. So we welcome all podcasters. I mean, you can't find an easier platform to create a podcast than Blog Talk Radio. In fact, we never really think of ourselves as podcasters. We consider ourselves broadcasters, as I said, citizen broadcasters. It just so happens that our broadcasts become podcasts.
Right.
And it just takes all the hassle out of it. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Yeah, which leads to the technical shows, which are great. The techie shows are awesome.
Yeah, we have lots of that going on.
Yeah.
And we also have a few shows about Bollywood, you know, NG Talk Radio. They're in our top 10 for 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are that in Bollywood. They review Indian movies and films. We're also getting a lot of people on Blog Talk Radio who are looking at talking about how to finance films.
Exactly.
Independent film producers that are looking to raise money. How do you raise money to get that $300,000-$500,000 to launch these small independent projects?
Yep. We have a lot of indie musicians who are looking for more exposure. They are looking for interviews. They're looking to play their new music, get the word out about their band.
We got 45 seconds to go. So now we're going to come up with foundations or non-charitable organizations. We just got the Epilepsy Therapy Foundation project, Epilepsy Therapy Project.
Right.
A mouthful.
Yeah.
And they're doing a show on Blog Talk Radio, and they're going to reach out to their audience, their members, people who may give or donate, and there's all sorts of things they can do with it.
Nonprofits, excellent for nonprofits.
Right, nonprofits mm-hmm. have the ability to use Blog Talk Radio. What else? Well, international, of course, is huge. We've got people from more than 40 countries using Blog Talk Radio, and you know, I find it fascinating, and I know that we're going that's gonna whole, totally be transformed in the new year when we reorganize the way we reach way we call into shows. So stay tuned for what's going on there.
Poets too. The poets who normally don't have a big voice because it's very hard for poets to get published are really embracing Blog Talk Radio as a way to read their poetry, and they were in the number two spot this week.
Yeah, the poets.
WFN Network, yeah.
Yeah.
The Word Speak Network.
And now, have you talked about musicians?
Stage left. Yeah, indie musicians, any musician, really.
You play your CD. You could upload your MP3 files on our site now, and you can conduct interviews and so on. So
that player right on your page, and people can hear you, and it just gives everybody a voice. That's all.
Well, if you don't fall into one of those 20 categories we just cited, well, send it to us,
yeah,
and so we can
we'll
add
find
it.
A spot for you.
Because I'm sure it'll work. So once again, I want to thank you for being on our MySpace page. Appreciate it. And Amy, thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
And we'll be seeing you on air.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.